Yes.
There's a gentleman to see you, Admiral.
At this hour?
I told him, but you did say you had work to do. I thought you might still be up.
Up, but not dressed. Who is it?
Sir Dunbarger.
Oh, not again. It wasn't enough that he'd ruined her reputation in front of everyone at the reception. Now he was coming to her suite in the middle of the night. Her heart thundered, drowning out the prudent voice in her head. A moment! She raced to the bedroom, flung off the robe, snatched her uniform from the rack and put it on, snarling at her fingers as she fumbled for buttons.
Get in there!
Cursing the day anyone invented formal footwear. Jabbing at the desk comp controls to bring up an impressive screen full of obviously military data. Knowing the whole time that the snarling and cursing and complaining were covering up something else. She opened the inner door and signaled the guard to open the outer one. Rafe was still in impeccable evening dress, holding a bouquet so large it almost hid his face. One eyebrow lifted just a bit.
In honor of your stellar performance this evening, I had foolishly left it behind earlier.
Drops of water sparkled on the shoulders of his jacket. His hair was shining not just with its natural gloss, but with water.
You're wet.
Well, I had to find a flower market, and it started raining.
You'd better come in and dry off.
I'm working on... Kai waved toward the desk. Rafe came past her.
Where's your guard? Gary.
Gone. He took the last shuttle up to catch a ship back to Nexus tomorrow. Today, maybe. I'm not sure what time it is on the station. Do you have a vase? I'm sure the hotel...
That one, on the mantle.
She closed the inner door, fully aware of all implications. Rafe unwrapped the paper around the stems, not looking at her. She watched his hands as he flicked the paper loose at last and eased the stems into the vase. A blue one flopped over sideways, and he prodded it upright.
I was an idiot. Gary told me... I should have known.
That making it clear to all the world I'd been dumped by a third-rate coward wasn't the way to enhance my reputation? Yes, you should have. And if you think you've improved it by showing up at my suite in the middle of the night...
But now he was looking at her, the look she remembered. Head slightly cocked, eyebrow raised high, corner of his mouth twitching a little.
You didn't have that uniform on 5 minutes ago.
I certainly did.
Did not? You were undressed. Probably in that robe I can just see half on the bed in the other room.
She should have shut the door. She'd meant to shut the door.
And the way I can tell, before you ask, is the buttons. Admiral Vada never in her life buttoned her tunic crooked.
Kai glanced down at her tunic.
Damn.
So either Admiral Vada wasn't wearing that uniform 5 minutes ago, or you are someone else. Maybe not the Admiral Vada I embarrassed over there across the street, but...
I was talking to Stella.
Rafe flinched.
She told me how you knew. The pair of you. I was, am, furious with you both.
Yes, I understand that. I'm sorry. Truly.
And back before I left for Moray, the way you were then.
He closed his eyes a moment, his mouth thinned. Then he gave her a challenging look.
I think you're not letting me know you were alive after Moray was as bad.
For a moment she glared back, the anger rising again. But it was no use. All the old clichés ran through her mind. In for a penny, in for a pound. Might as well be hung for a sheep as a lamb. She moved to the desk and shut down the desk comp. Then went to the suite's bar, crouching to look into the cooler.
What's this?
But she had found what she was looking for and stood up again, holding a pair of limes.
You showed me once the way you peel a lime.
Rafe's face shifted from confusion to disbelief to delight.
So I did.
Perhaps you would like to show me again.
You might be more comfortable with the demonstration if that tunic were buttoned properly.
Or if it were not buttoned at all.
Kai opened the top button.
Peel me a lime, Rafe.
Sub-Lieutenant Hal Coughlin was awake when Master Sergeant Pitt arrived, staring up at the ceiling with his one mostly open eye. Pitt tapped on the door. He barely glanced at her and stared up again.
Want to talk to you. You may not remember me, and anyway we didn't get a chance for introductions. I'm Master Sergeant Callie Pitt, Mackenzie Military Assistance Corporation. And we're interested in you.
How?
How? As a possible recruit. We do take people who are, how shall I say, not happy in their current organization if we think they have potential.
You ought to be recruiting her.
Oh, I tried. Tried for quite a while, more than once. Kai Vata had better things to do, I think was what it came down to. You, on the other hand, don't.
Hal appeared to ruminate on that for a few moments.
How do you know I'm any good?
You were an honor graduate of your academy. That means you're not stupid. You've had good to excellent fitness reports since. That means you're not obviously lazy, dishonest, or incompetent. Until recent events, your CO thought highly of you and considered you promising.
She doesn't now.
Well, no. Not just because of what you're alleged to have done, but also because you've become a public relations nightmare, and you've created a discipline problem in your own fleet.
Pitt thought it amusing that the man who had dumped Kai Vata for being a public relations nightmare was now himself a public relations nightmare. She doubted he appreciated the irony.
There's always been a place for men and women who needed a change of identity for perfectly legitimate reasons. People like you. We can solve your fleet's problem and your problem.
Within a day, former Slaughter Key Sub-Lieutenant Hal Coughlin had resigned his commission with the full consent of his commander and had been moved aboard a Mackenzie ship to continue medical treatment. Once they were safely aboard Ashford, Lieutenant Colonel Parker spoke with Pitt in his office.
Good job, Master Sergeant. This should do us good with Slaughter Key, and our intel people should learn a lot. A triple win. How are you coming along with that fella in their defense department? McRobert, isn't it?
He's as tough as I am, or tougher, sir. Years of experience in spycraft is my assessment, and not about to let out anything he doesn't want to. And no, sir, before you ask, I can't get him drunk.
Just maintain a friendly contact, then. You know what we're after.
Yes, sir.
Pitt knew she hadn't a chance of getting useful information out of McRobert, but she was enjoying the time she spent with him. Still, he called the Slaughter Key Rector of Defense Grace. However much she enjoyed the time, he was not for her.